Hello, everyone. I would like to introduce our next speaker, Patrick Steinhardt.
Thank you. So, good morning, everyone, and welcome to my talk, Evolving Git for the Next Decade. Let me first introduce myself. So, my name is Patrick Steinhardt. My interest in open source software started around 2002, when I was 11 years old. My elementary school teacher back then was very big into computers, so we spent almost every week in a well-equipped computer room. One of the things that my teacher introduced me to back then was this magical thing called Linux. Linux really got me hooked. You could play around with it, make it do weird stuff, and break the whole computer while trying to make your windows burn down when you close them, or just to get a fancy 3D cube if you, for example, want to have virtual workspaces. My father on the other side wasn't that happy, because we had frequent arguments around why I wiped the computer once again or why the internet doesn't work. That being said, that eventually kickstarted my interest in software engineering. I bought my first book about programming when I was 12 years old, and eventually started to do some small contributions to open source software in 2011. In 2015, my involvement with open source software development changed significantly when I found a job posting that was about contributing to an open source version control system. The deal was rather simple. I had to do something related to version control systems, and that knowledge that I gained was then sold to customers by doing trainings and consulting. I had free choice of which software projects I wanted to contribute to, and exactly what I wanted to do there, which was awesome. For me, the choice was basically between Subversion and Git, and I had colleagues that were in both ecosystems. But to be honest, I just came from a job where I had to use Subversion, so you might understand why I not wanted to have anything to do with Subversion in the first place. So I instead chose Git, and that's how I eventually became one of the core contributors to both Git and libgit2. In 2020, I then switched to GitLab as a backend engineer, where I was working on Gitly. Gitly is the RPC service that sits between GitLab and your Git repositories. Eventually, my responsibility shifted again a little bit towards contributing to Git upstream only. We faced multiple performance bottlenecks that we wanted fixed, and fixing those would require significant long-term investments into Git. One of these efforts was, for example, the RefTable backend, which I've been talking about way too much over the last couple of years. And this somehow also gave me the nickname Steini the RefTable guy in some contexts. Git is done. What is there to change? This is something that I heard quite often over the last year. And I get it. Just last year, Git has turned 20 years old. Everyone uses it. It works. So why mess with the success? The success of Git is indeed quite staggering. 94% of all